Greetings and welcome to Tellings of a Medium. I'm your host, Jennifer Fezzio, and do I have a tale for you. Come with me and experience the unexplainable you will believe. From the U.S.'s most haunted and spine-tingling destinations to its most awe-invoking spiritual ones, this podcast is meant to instill hope and belief that there's something more than meets the eye. Skeptic, doubter, or believer, this podcast is for you as I share experiences from my life working as a professional psychic medium over the past 10 years. Step into a world that is all around you that you never knew existed. Let's begin Tellings of a Medium. Greetings, lovely listeners. We are diving into the first few pieces of evidence when we work as mediums. I'm about to play for you a recording from a session I gave this past week. It's only about 30 seconds long, and it's the first few pieces of evidence I gave before Spirit guided me to check in with the client. Pay attention to, well, how much evidence I gave. How deep was it? Do you think it was good? Was it good enough, or was it generic? And we're going to take a look at why this came forward and how to help you make sure that you're letting Spirit say everything they want to say with those first few pieces that they give you as soon as you start connecting. So take a listen. Man that I'm greeting here, and he actually lived to an old age, Lizette, like all silver hair. So this guy definitely would have had the breathing problems, but I don't think he would have been on oxygen every day. He just worked through that laborious breathing every day. This man got super skinny when he was in his older age. I know he lived to at least his early 80s. Slender, very thick skinny is what I want to call it. There is a connection to dad or dad's side. Would you understand this gentleman in spirit?
That's my grandfather.
Your grandfather. Would it be dad's dad?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Was that generic? Let's talk about this. Was it? Or were there some really good details in that intro? If you look at the information I gave, I pretty much gave in about three rounds of speaking, about 8 to 9 pieces of evidence. I did not choose that. This grandfather gave me exactly what he knew he needed to give me to identify himself. I let him, not me, I didn't reach for anything. I did not reach for the actual age. I did not reach for the detail about not having any breathing support. I did not ask for the detail of not just being skinny, but super stick skinny. I just didn't rush. I allowed that extra info to come forward. Many mediums working out there would have delivered this contact in the following way. I know I have a man, he feels older, breathing problems, maybe lost weight, maybe slender, and dad or dad's side, right? That's what most mediums would give. But I gave an age, an actual numerical age range to the older age. I also gave how he handled the breathing difficulties, and that was that he didn't have medical assistance with that. He just labored through it every day with no help. I also emphasized his skinniness. Like, this was a stick skinny man. Like, you'd think this guy is too skinny. And then, of course, the father's side of the family, and then also the silver hair. There were a few other pieces in there, but I think that the generic form is a mediocre medium. And I think there's a lot of the generic form of the evidence, right, that I gave an example of, is how a lot of mediums work. But I think every medium has the ability to be a spectacular medium and get those extra details about the actual numerical age, not having oxygen support, the excessive skinniness to this man. And feeling father's side, you know, silver hair. That's all pretty typical stuff. But this is a good example, this intro I did, to show you how there's a little bit more than meets the receiving at first. And too often do we as mediums, not just in the intros, when, you know, Spirit's given us those first few pieces, but too often do we as mediums cut off what the Spirit person is saying. It's like he wants to tell me old age into the 80s, but many mediums would go on to say old age, and their energy, their mind energy, moves them forward and doesn't even give that time for the 80s age period to come up. I have found that when we work as mediums, there is an alignment of energy movement that we come into. Yes, you can call it part of the blend. I call it alignment with the energy. And that's the movement of the energy of the soul of the spirit person and the movement of the energy of the soul of the medium. But the medium soul has that energy then that blends together. The souls blend fine. It's never the problem, you see. They know. They're intelligent. My soul blended with this grandfather's soul energy fine, lots of conversing, moving at the same pace. But it's the energy of my human mind that has to align with the energy movement of the soul blend. And I think they're two different things. And I know, based on my exercises with my students and how I've worked with spirit and all the mediumship, you know, readings I've ever seen, I think they're two different things. And I think that we as mediums have the power to be aware of our mental energy. It's almost like the miles per hour our energy of our mind is moving. That needs to align with the MPH, miles per hour, the souls are communicating together. And when they align, that's when you get those killer details. You know, the age range, sometimes the actual age, the details about the breathing, the details about the physical body. And I think that we have the power to align that. And I think that when you see these mediums then just start speaking so quickly, not going slow, they're speaking so fast they can't even check in. I don't think that that is the soul blend of the medium and the spirit person taking it that fast. I think it's the medium's mind that's doing it, the mind energy. And I think that we can control this. I think that we can be aware. I know how this sounds. This is kind of like I'm a very progressive teacher, in case you haven't noticed. We do crazy cool exercises where we experiment with our mediumship and spirit. But I have found that what happens with the soul blend and the pace it moves at is very different than how our minds can move with its pace. And based on how that our minds are moving, like it's just an energy feeling. I'm not talking about conscious thought. I'm talking about the mind energy, the MPH it is wanting to move forward at. I feel like it's a totally different thing. And I think that we can control it. And I think that our mind energy can move forward when the souls haven't filtered, let filter, when the souls are trying to filter up info, finish the sentence of what it gave for that first piece of evidence. I think that our mind energy can take us away from that and move to that next piece. And so what do the souls do? They keep going, don't they? They have to. So think about your sessions. Do you feel like you're rushing what the spirit person is saying because your mind energy is want more? Keep going. Gotta be fast. I'm moving. I'm going. Or are you a medium who really just centers in the solar plexus, where I believe the heart of the blend of the medium and the spirit person happens, and keeps that centered, and call it where the clairsentience is very active too, same place, I think, and is present there, and you let go of this mind motion forward, go, and just allow the whole sentence to come up. And so I think with our conscious minds, which I believe our conscious minds are the worst enemy to our mediumship, there are two aspects to consider with our conscious minds as the enemy. Number one is the ego, the thoughts, the doubt, the fear, the thoughts that cause the fear and the doubt, or we hold on to the evidence or we overthink it. There's all of that. It's our conscious mind thoughts. But we also need to acknowledge the other part of our mind, the enemy of mediumship, and that is the energy that it's working at. Because there, right there, I think is a big reason or way, if we just align that motion of the mind energy with the soul motion, move them at the same pace, that is where I think we go deep. I don't think it's anything about how much you're relaxing or opening up to the blend of spirit. I think this is about energy aligning. The mental, physical, mind energy, that space, and then the lower energy where the souls blend. And so this is just a belief to kind of get you to look at this a little bit differently, and be aware next time you give a session, are you letting the miles per hour, how fast or slow you're going, are you letting that be determined by the lower area of your body where the souls are in the heart of their blend? Or do you feel with your head and your mind that you are more forward, move, go? Because that happens way too much. And it's just it's a very easy fix. It's just okay, I'm not going to worry about how fast I'm going. Let me center in the solar. I call it center in the solar. You know, take your attention to the solar plexus and let that lead. Let that lead the speed. I'm hearing the line from Top Gun, we feel the need for speed. No, we don't want that in mediumship. We want the pace of the soul. And that's very different from the pace of the mind. That will take you away from the depth of what spirit's trying to say, what the souls are trying to filter up and give you. So align these two. Align the mind MPH with the soul's MPH. Surrender, go down low, and move with that wave. Move with that wave and let the spirit guide the conversation, okay? No energy should be felt or at work with the mind and how fast the info should come, because that's you controlling it, okay? I hope that this lesson made sense. If you have any questions, email me at jenniferfezio@gmail.com. I'd be happy to answer them. I have mentorship starting in July. Are you interested? I've got 2 spots left for Thursday nights and 1 spot for Wednesday morning. We've got about 5 weeks until this program begins. It's a once a month class, once a month class with 5 classmates tops. I watch you work every class twice. And then in addition to that monthly class, you get 4 to sometimes 8 circles, supplemental classes that same month to mingle with all the other students, all the levels, and practice what you're learning in class. It's a really great program. I think we're at about 32 in the program
And I think I'll cap it at about 60 if I ever get there. Who knows? Maybe 2026 will be the year, but lots of space until then. So if you're interested, like I said, just email me at jenniferfezio@gmail.com. And I hope you developing mediums or working mediums out there found this episode to be some food for thought, right? Just a little bit of new food for thought. Much love. Talk to you next time.